That's the time. The time passed in my life sure showed that to me. I tell you what, you know, people say, oh, Paul, blah, 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 you know, you're mincing words and it should be this way. And I say, well, you know, those who have escaped sin, like I said before, those who are healthy don't need a doctor. Christ came for the sinful to make us righteous, right? And though I wish I could have at one point, when I believed, just never sinned again, I didn't have the power to do that, and I couldn't make myself do that. Now, some people who were born with power over alcoholism and so on and so forth, who were never tempted in it, now they don't get it. And sometimes they can be a little snobbish, and they don't understand the gospel. And a lot, you know what? Very few of them are going to obtain. Unless there's something else, that you know, some other weakness that God could show them, they need him. For Paul, the biggest thing was his Jewish pride, you know, and his fall and his persecution of the church. That was his biggest sin. That God really, you know, made him understand what it's like to be persecuted. Flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men. You judge what I say. Oh. Now listen. I speak as to wise men. Phronimos. Thoughtful. Sagacious. Like a sage. And discreet. By implication, cautious in character. So he's speaking to us, hoping we have wisdom right now. We're changing gears a little bit. He's speaking to us as talking to wise people. I'm speaking to wise people now. So you wise, judge what I'm about to say. I'm going to be careful, because this scripture here, I take this differently. Well, this changes the way I believe many things. Compared to the way other churches believe things. The cup of blessing, which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, being many, are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread. Behold, Israel after the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifices partaker of the altar? What say I then? That the idol is anything? Or that which is offered in sacrifice to an idol is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Now this is in direct reference back to chapter 8. Remember when he talked about things sacrificed to idols, right? Now he's bringing in the cup of blessing. Because remember, in every idol's temple, you know, they would pour out libations, meaning a drink offering. In the Old Testament, they talked about pouring out a drink offering, a wine offering. Here's some of my best drink. I offer it to God. And they bring it to the temple, and it's partaken of by the priests of that altar. So, the cup of blessing, which we bless, is it not the communion? This is koinonia. It is a word usually translated fellowship. Participation. You know, it's our holy communion. Holy communion. But communion is what we hold in common. You and I, you, my brother, and me, what do we have in common? In the body of Christ. Now, when I say in the body of Christ, I don't mean on Sunday when we all gather together in one body for a church. Great. I'm talking about the entire body of Christ. I mean, even the members I don't know about. You know, my fingernail does not know about the fingernail right next to it. It has no idea. My fingernail does its job. The one on the pinky does what little job it does, and the one next to it works with it, and they don't even realize it because they don't have minds. But so in the body of Christ, we're kind of ignorant of sometimes what other people are doing in the body of Christ. Okay? But still, the communion, the fellowship, the participation, the partnership, the commonness of the blood of Christ, that is our cup. Meaning, His blood, take this and drink it. This is my blood. And He says, and this bread, it is my body. Now the reason He's saying this, we being many are one bread. See, the body of Christ is not just His broken body on the cross, but it is all His faithful. We are His body. And so the bread which we break is us. We are one bread. Eating one another, feeding off one another, right? We have one blood covering us, one blood corrosing through our veins, the blood of Christ, His blood shed on all of us, His body, we are in Him and He in us, right? It's not about a ritual, though, well, you know, from my perspective, a lot of times people don't even realize they're in communion. When they get together for their potluck Sundays and they get together for their, you know, breakfast Sundays, because every church I go to or another, they always, lately, I don't know if this is from times past, but out in the country and so on and so forth, I go to different churches and they have meals. Some churches every Sunday, some other churches, or on their Saturdays. I remember being at a Saturday thing. They serve the food. They all hang out, have a good time. Talk about the mud flaps on their car. Talk about their covetousness. But they don't discern the Lord's body. They are in the body of Christ. And here they are eating and drinking Christ.